So for a little TLDR, for anybody who doesn't want to stick around for the rest of our episode or go check out the blog post for yourselves, which is linked in the show notes, the three primary observations are thus. One, the intelligence of an AI model roughly equals the log of the resources used to train and run it. Two, the cost to use a given level of AI falls about 10 times every 12 months, and lower prices lead to much more use. And then three, the socioeconomic value of linearly increasing intelligence is super exponential in nature. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with a huge episode. Yesterday, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, posted on a new post on his blog, which you can find at blog.samaltman.com. The title of this post is Three Observations, and these are three primary observations that Sam Altman is sharing, encompassing his vision of the near and far future of AGI and what it means for society as a whole. And despite being the AI marketing navigator, it's these types of concepts and ideas that will drastically impact anyone who is using AI tools, which is why I wanted to talk about it today. So for a little TLDR, for anybody who doesn't want to stick around for the rest of our episode or go check out the blog post for yourselves, which is linked in the show notes, the three primary observations are thus. One, the intelligence of an AI model roughly equals the log of the resources used to train and run it. Two, the cost to use a given level of AI falls about 10 times every 12 months, and lower prices lead to much more use. And then three, the socioeconomic value of linearly increasing intelligence is super exponential in nature. Sam Altman continues to say that if these three observations hold true, the impacts on society will be significant. And we talk about that every day on this show. So again, those are the three primary observations, the three things that you should take away from Sam Altman's opinion in this post. And we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that post for today's episode. Again, you can check out the link in the show notes to read it in full. So let's go ahead and get into it. First, Sam Altman very clearly lays out OpenAI's mission, or at least his mission, which despite the ever-fluid profit nature of the company, which still remains up in the air going forward, Sam Altman has recently been talking about their pivot back towards open source. But the mission at the beginning of this post is the following, quote unquote, "Our mission is to ensure that AGI benefits all of humanity." And I think this is obviously incredibly important to our future with AI as we are edging closer and closer to these AGI systems. And likely already have some of these systems in instances of the state-of-the-art models that we have yet to see that these companies currently have access to. And I think going forward, true progress is not going to be measured in the actual intelligence or the actual capabilities of these systems, but how well and how equally and how equitably they are distributed. And I think and I hope that if we keep that as our metric for judging the success of AI, we're going to be a lot less likely to fall into many of the doomsday scenarios or worst case scenarios that cause so much concern. Because one thing is again becoming absolutely clear, these systems are 100% approaching the ability to solve increasingly complex problems that absolutely were once thought to be exclusive to human cognition and human intellect. And this indicates that this is so much more than just a technological milestone, but perhaps the next step in a paradigm-shifting evolution of technology. Think along the lines of the discovery of electricity or the invention of the transistor, something that Sam very specifically mentions towards the end of his post, each of these innovations having built upon the previous one. So as disrupting as it might be, AGI may not be so much a sudden disruption, but just the next chapter, the next electricity, as it were. And I believe it's actually Jeff Bezos who's recently been quoted, and I just read something to the effect, equating AI to electricity as far as its fundamental impact on society. That it's a tool that if it's used correctly and guided in a way that truly aligns with humanity's well-being, could entirely democratize innovation and scientific discovery across the entire world. So let's dive into the heart of what Sam Altman is saying now. Let's break down these three primary observations. And they're really all about the economics of AI, the resources and the scaling laws around how this intelligence has grown. There is very much a predictable path to even more capable systems. And as the second point or observation mentions, it can even be afforded and it may even be affordable. So to get back into that first scaling law. The first observation that Sam makes is actually initially something that was shocking to everybody in the field, that there appeared not to be a wall. It was simply a matter of the more power, the more resources, the more compute, the more capabilities the systems would acquire, meaning that if the investment continues to happen, if we can sustain the investment into AI, there is a predictable path to ever more capable systems. And this was basically a discovery that the road to AGI and ASI was no longer just theoretical. There was an actual path to ASI, which is number one, the number one observation. Number two, it can be afforded and it may even be affordable. The second observation is that the cost to use a given level of AI falls about 10 times every year. For instance, in early GPT-4, which was not even that long ago, like mid-2024, up until GPT-4.0, the cost for the model has fallen about 150 times. So not only is there a path to AGI and ASI, but the economics of distributing it and actually democratizing it could be possible as well. And as AI becomes more accessible and more affordable, that technology becomes more accessible to everybody, not just large corporations or the huge tech players. And that's going to ensure that the effects of this technology will be felt throughout the society and not just in business or not just in any one sector or not just for any one demographic. This technology is scalable, but it's also shareable. Not only that, it is super exponential, as Sam Altman puts it in his third observation. Quote unquote, the socioeconomic value of linearly increasing intelligence is super exponential in nature, meaning that just linear improvements, even somewhat modest improvements to what we're used to, can lead to incredibly disproportionate, exponentially larger gains in productivity and innovation in the output or the results of these systems, which further justifies the need to continue to invest in this technology, even if it seems the investment would be small or inconsequential. That is kind of the crux of Sam Altman's opinion here. These three observations: this technology is scalable, it's shareable, and it's super exponential. And you can kind of put an asterisk next to shareable as affordable as well, if you want to think of it as affordable. And in addition to these three observations, there are a couple of other things that Sam opines on. One is the vast change that is coming to knowledge work, the rise of agents and virtual coworkers. He mentions envisioning a world where there are thousands or even millions of agents across a variety of fields, something that several people have talked about and we've talked about on the show before. But Altman does offer a not too dire future for human involvement, saying that human supervision and creativity and touch will still be very vital. The example he uses is the AI software engineer agent that OpenAI has developed and has hinted at and talked about on a few occasions. And the point here, and this is another theme that we've seen recur over and over again on the show, is that yes, as displacement is certainly going to happen, it's not going to be instant, it's not going to be overnight, but there will also be an augmentation of human abilities and talents. There will be an enhancement and a reskilling of workers and forms of work that maybe we wouldn't even recognize today, just as with the Industrial Revolution or any other revolution. And likely as work becomes easier to do, there will actually be more of it to a degree. It will certainly change our relationship with work, which we've been trained to view in a very specific life-consuming way, I'll say, for much of our lives. Next, in his post, Sam Altman draws parallels between AGI and the transistor, highlighting how it is very much a catalyst or a paradigm-shifting event in technology and innovation. And like the transistor, AGI will almost likely quietly and subtly infiltrate every aspect of our economy. You can think of how every business or almost every form of work now requires a computer of some degree or some sort of technology, and how much of that technology is powered by transistors. So transistors have become 100% a part of the fabric of the work that we do, and AGI is very much going to be the same as far as Sam Altman is concerned as being that type of technology. So it's kind of hard to tell what kind of businesses or empires or other technologies are going to be built on the back of AGI. Just like it was likely hard to tell that we would all end up with supercomputers in our pockets and social media influencers making millions when the first transistor was created. It's going to be this gradual integration of AGI into our lives that likely changes how we live the most. However, just as the transistor in computers and the internet changed knowledge work, it certainly didn't remove the human element. There are certain human qualities that remained invaluable, and in a future where AGI becomes the major agent of progress, no pun intended, the individual's ability to think critically and adapt, the adaptability of human beings is going to be so integral to remaining successful and elevating our lives along with the elevation of this technology. And the challenge is really going to be cultivating that sense of resilience and adaptability, investing in your personal development, educating yourself about this technology, being an early adopter, remaining open-minded and adaptable wherever possible will be a huge benefit and will give you a huge advantage to anyone who's looking to navigate this knowledge work or just plain work future. So obviously there's a great deal that the individual needs to do to prepare themselves, but it's not to say that there's not a great need for the community approach as well, for regulation, for governmental policy. Technically speaking, the pathway to AGI is actually somewhat clear, but it's how we're going to handle that AGI as a society and integrate it into our lives that is much more unclear. The challenge is now much more social than it is technical. And Altman says that they will strive to remain open-minded to how this technology in this era of innovation is going to be distributed, how it's going to be equitable. Maybe an example he mentions is that maybe each person needs a certain quote-unquote compute budget. Each person should have their fair share of the resources that this intelligence uses and that it offers. And his piece is encouraging in the way that he ends it, and I hope it's encouraging to those who worry about the democratization of AI, which is 100% a valid concern, and could very much go a variety of ways at this point. But again, I think Altman gives us an encouraging vision. The final paragraph of his post, and again, definitely check out the link in the show notes. It's a fascinating read coming from possibly the one person who knows as well as anyone what this future looks like. It ends saying this: anyone in 2035 should be able to marshal the intellectual capacity equivalent to everyone in 2025. Everyone should have access to unlimited genius to direct however they can imagine. There's a great deal of talent right now without the resources to fully express itself. And if we can change that, the resulting creative output of the world will lead to tremendous benefits for us all. So I'm going to leave you with that. And that's going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.